This is Fiona Powell. During the first week in April, the stage of the Benton High School auditorium will be transformed into a Caribbean island as the drama department presents the musical Once on This Island. Based on the book My Love, My Love by Rosa Guy, this show recently returned to Broadway as a revival. I spoke with three of the cast members of Benton's production of Once on This Island, Ada Clowden, Rachel Notstein, and Callie Koch. I spoke to Ada first. Ada, I'm going to begin with you. Tell us a little bit about the musical. What's it about?
Well, Once on This Island is a story all about a peasant girl who falls in love with a rich boy on the other side of the island. It's very based on the idea of prejudice and different classes. You've got this very rich, high society, and then on the other side of the island, you have the natives who are poor and just kind of go on their own. And a big portion of this also is praying to the gods and having kind of the gods there for them by their side, helping them through growing gardens, making sure they're not flooded. So this is a story about this little girl, Timoon, who is found in the waters and like saved by the gods, basically. And she's taken in by the natives. And she just goes on this journey to find this boy that she fell in love with and kind of break that wall between the two different sides of the island.
Do we know where this island is, or is it a mythical island? Is it tropical?
It's based in Haiti.
Mm-hmm. So it's rather tropical.
Yeah.
And exotic.
Yeah.
And brightly coloured. I would think, therefore, the set would be brightly coloured.
Oh, yes. The set is incredible. We have a great group of people who are putting it together. Lots of colours, a great big tree, lots of fun stuff.
Ada, you play Asuka, goddess of the earth. Tell us a little bit about your role.
Well, Asuka, I think the best word for her is she's very sassy. She's very open about life, but as a mother figure to everybody, she's very to her point. She knows what she wants to do. She knows that she's right. Her job is kind of to guide Timoon on her way to the other side of the island.
What do you draw from in order to play a goddess?
A lot of confidence, I think. You really need to take in that idea that you are like ethereal essence, I guess. I don't think it's tough because I like the idea of being very a confident person. So I think all women are goddesses, really. So.
Good answer, especially in this month, isn't it?
Oh yeah, happy International Women's Day.
Do you have that love of the earth that the goddess of the earth has? Or is this a role that you've had to grow into and learn things about?
Oh, I definitely love the earth. I love the idea of being connected to nature. And I really love the idea of Asuka kind of being connected to every like living thing on the planet, all the birds, the trees, the breezes.
What has been the steepest learning curve in this role for you?
I think getting into the part was pretty easy. I think the hardest part for me really is the dancing. There's so much dancing in this show. We have an incredible choreographer, Callie, actually. She is a huge part of this. But I'm not the best dancer, so that's kind of tough just trying to get into that and getting like comfortable with myself.
Do you have to sing and dance at the same time?
Mm-hmm, yeah. The song that I have, it's very vocally challenging, I would say. It's a lot of power. It's a lot of perseverance. And also, while I'm trying to shake my groove thing. So,
Rachel, I'm going to come to you now. What is the role that you play?
I play Mama O'Reilly. She's basically the mother to Timoon. Her and her husband, Tauntaun, find Timoon in the tree, and they raise her as their own. And it's such an emotional character, and it's something that I've struggled to get into, but I have, I think. She is very powerful, and she's very sure of herself.
What were the struggles? The fact that you were playing a mother role?
I found it a struggle because I'm not used to playing that role on my own. But I looked to like my mother and Miss Kay, and they helped me really get into the role because they were good like supports.
You're still a very young woman.
Yeah.
May I ask how old you are?
I'm only 17.
Yeah, so you're still a young woman. That's a tough role to embrace, isn't it, being a mother?
Yeah, it is a very hard role to embrace.
So you looked at the older women around you as inspiration?
Yeah, they were very big inspiration for the role.
What do you like about Mama?
I like her attitude, the way she seems very sassy in certain ways. And I really like just her love for Timoon and the way she just took her in as her own and sees her as her child, even though she really wasn't.
What do you think you've learned in playing this role?
I think I've learned a lot about the mother-daughter relationship in general and the love that there is there and the connection between like a mother and their child. And basically like as a family unit, a lot of the connections that there are, it just opens your eyes a lot more.
Has that, do you think, enhanced your relationship with your mother?
Oh yeah, I would definitely say it has. It's just changed part of my personality, I would say. It's given me, it makes me see the struggles my mother's faced and everything, and that all mothers face.
Do you have to sing and dance at the same time?
Oh yes.
Is that something you're used to doing, or was that a challenge?
I've done some of it before, but not as much. I haven't really had to sing on my own and dance. I've just been part of the background. But it's definitely something that's a struggle. But
you're enjoying it.
Oh, yes.
Callie, you play the part of T. Moon, who, from what I've gathered, is a young lady who has been found.
Well, there's a big flood on the island that starts the show, and then the gods bless her and place her into a tree. So then her mama and Tauntaun find her and adopt her into her life. And basically, she is saved by the gods. And then she thinks through them, she will have this big journey. And then she does.
From what I hear from what Ada has been saying, you're quite the dancer anyway. So you're quite inspirational in that term. So singing and dancing for you has been no problem.
No, I've danced since I was 3. So it was very easy for me to be able to sing and dance. And I'm not the strongest singer, but it's helped me dance and sing at the same time.
Do you enjoy this role?
Yes, I think T. Moon is a dreamer. She is very young, but she loves her family and she has a big heart and she cares about everybody.
Have there been any struggles for you in learning this role? Anything you've had to encounter that you've had to really work with?
I think doing the choreography for the show was a big struggle just because I wanted to make sure we were still doing the Haitian culture with their dancing. And I was so happy. One of my friends, Onid, in the show, she is from Haiti. So she really helped me get into the native style of dancing. And then putting in what I know from ballet and my other classical studies, it just helped me more with choreographing it.
You've done the choreography.
Yeah. One of our directors, Stacey Petrosky, she is the head choreographer, but she helped me too.
And you have someone from Haiti in the school who can guide you.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. What has been the greatest thing about being in this show for you?
I think seeing everybody else really come into the show, because it's not a known show, so we actually saw it on Broadway, which was very exciting for us. So once we come back, we were very into it, and we really wanted to make it the best we could.
I would think that would be actually challenging. You see a professional performance of it, and you have to match it. I would be a little bit intimidated by that.
Yeah, it was so amazing. We actually got to meet some of the cast, but we kept with our own what we wanted to put in the show, and we kind of added their elements. Just seeing a new perspective of it really helped see what we wanted to add into our show.
Ada, I'm going to come back to you. It sounds as if the greatest quality about the work that you're doing there at Benton High School is the teamwork. It sounds like you've got a great thing going on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just everybody works so hard at what they do. There's always people who are helping out when they see that somebody needs it. And it's a great cast.
And it sounds like the set and the costuming is going to be fabulous.
Yeah, it's incredible. We actually, Callie's mother, Katie Koch, designed my costume, and she's doing Papa Gay's costume and also her costume too. And she is so talented. Like, I'm so thankful that she's the one who's doing my costume.
What sort of things do you wear?
It's a very earthy tones. It's very, I don't want to spoil too much just because it's so exciting. It's very foresty.
When can we see this show and how do we get tickets, and remind us where this is being performed?
The show will be in April. It's going to be Friday, April 6th, 7th, and then 8th. Friday and Saturday, you can see it at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, you can see it at 2.
And how can people get tickets?
Tickets can be purchased beginning March 4th. They're online at www.showtix4u.com, or you can just get them at our high school.
Three of the students from Benton High School. Ada Clowden, who's playing the part of Asuka, goddess of the earth. Rachel Nordstein, who plays the part of Mama Aruli. and Callie Coke, who plays the part of Tea Moon, discussing their production of Once on This Island. The musical Once on This Island will be performed at Benton High School Auditorium on April the 6th, 7th and 8th. Tickets can be obtained at the high school office weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or they can be purchased online at www.showtixforyou.com. For WVIA, this is Fiona Powell. Support for this high school musical preview comes from the Overlook Estate Foundation, helping to protect our natural environment and to encourage the arts through grants to educational and cultural organizations. For more information, www.overlook.org.